अवकथमृतं ताप्तजीवनं कविभिरीडितं कल्मषापहं श्रवणमङ्गलं श्रीमदाततं भुवि गृह्णन्ति ये भुरिदा जनाः. द नेचर ऑफ द वर्ड्स इज द लाइफ फॉर दोज हु आर स्कॉर्च्ड बाय द वर्ल्ड. द वर्ड्स व्हिच हैव बीन अटर्ड बाय द यूनिवर्स ऑफ ट्रुथ व्हिच वाइप आउट सिंस द वेरी हियरिंग ऑफ व्हिच इज बेनिफिशियल व्हिच आर ब्यूटिफुल pleasing to the ears, pleasing to the hearts, which are inexhaustible. Those who recount them on the earth are the givers of plenty. Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, recorded by Swami Brahmananda. This book has been translated in English as Words of the Master. Sangsar or sadhu, the world we live, that is sangsar. Sangsar means sangsaruti. We come and we go. That is the place called sangsar. In this world, we come and we go, which is not a permanent place. There is another meaning, shong ishar. Shong means show. In this world, everything is nothing but a show. Show business. When we see the Hollywood show business, those are all fictions. They are not true. That is called sangsar. In the Mahabharata, there is a story of this sangsar. A man was chased by a lion in the forest. That man ran and ran and ran to save his life, and fell into a well. He could not see it because the top of the well was covered with creepers. So the moment he fell inside the well, he grabbed all the creepers so that he may not go down. And he was hanging there. When he washed down, he saw the bottom full of crocodiles and snakes. And when he looked up, he saw that hungry lion was watching him. So try to imagine, death above, death below, hanging in between. Very graphic. And above that well, there is a tree. And in that tree, there is a beehive. And from the beehive, the honey was dropping. And this man is trying to sip that honey, opening his mouth. That is the enjoyment of this world. You know, sometimes these Hindu scriptures are so graphic. So that is called samsara. Death below, death above, in between we are hanging. What are those creepers? Asha, hopes. Hope after hope. We are living in this world holding the hopes, hopes, hopes. Asha, Lata. The hopes are the creepers. It is a very graphic description of this world. samsara. In this samsara, what do we need? Sadhana. How can we transcend this world? As Sri Ramakrishna said, let boat be in the water, but not water in the boat. We are in this world, we cannot deny it. We'll have to live here. We cannot deny it. But we will have to live in such a place, such a way, so that we can get joy, happiness, peace here. How to get it? Sadhana. Practice spiritual disciplines. Sadhana, one Swami mentioned, sadhana is 5 S. Satya, speak the truth. Shraddha, study the scripture. Seva, service the people. Then, sthurya, have patience, perseverance. I forgot the all 5 A's. He mentioned Seva, Swadhyaya, Satya, Seva, and anyhow, these are the things we are supposed to practice. Spiritual disciplines, sadhana. What will it do, these spiritual disciplines? How will it help us? It will help us to discriminate between the real and the unreal. It will help us, the secret to live in this world, have everything, but don't take the ownership. Everything belongs to God. The moment you die, you are not carrying anything. Tomorrow I went for a funeral service. I was telling you, know, people die, what go with them? 3 things go with you. Vidya, karma, purva prajna. Upanishad says, vidya, knowledge, wisdom, which you have gathered in this life, that will go with you. Karma, action, good and bad, whatever you have done, they will go with you. Purva prajna, your previous life samskaras, they will go with you. Nothing else. Only these 3 things will go with us. Sometimes Sri Ramakrishna's teachings are very simple, very poetic, and full of similes and metaphors. We can visualize his teachings. Number 18. Bhitore jar ja bhab thake tar kotha bartay ta beriye pore. Jemon mulo khele tar jekure mulor gondho beroy. Temni sangsari lokera sadhu sanga korte eshe bishayer kothai beshi koye thake. One's speech betrays one's thoughts just as if you eat radishes. The smell of your eructations will betray the fact. Similarly, worldly-minded men talk mostly about worldly affairs, even when they visit a holy man. This Sri Ramakrishna told to a novelist, 669. Sri Ramakrishna asked him that what is the goal of human life? Well, what do you say about man's duties? Bunking, if you ask me about them, I should say that they are eating, sleeping and sex life. Master, sharply, yeah, you are very saucy. What you do day and night comes out through your mouth. A man belches what he eats. If he eats radish, he belches radish. If he eats green coconut, he belches green coconut. Day and night you live in the midst of woman and gold, so your mouth utters words about that alone. By constantly thinking of worldly things, a man becomes calculating and deceitful. On the other hand, he becomes guileless and thinking of God. A man who has seen God will never say what you have just said. What will a Pandit's scholarship profit him if he does not think of God and has no discrimination and renunciation? Of what use is erudition if the mind dwells on woman and gold? The kites and vultures soar very high indeed, but their gaze is fixed only on the charnel pit. The West, he is a very famous man. He was a deputy magistrate in the British time. And he was a famous novelist, writer. And he had a meeting with Sri Ramakrishna. He did not, because you are a very famous man, so that I will have to flatter you, not necessarily. He is very straight. This is a famous thing, you know. The thing which you love, that you love to talk. If you love God, you will talk only about God. If you love baseball, you will only talk about baseball. If you are a gambler, you will talk only about gambling. If you are an alcoholic, you will talk only about alcohol. That is the nature of human beings. Whatever they think, that thing comes from their lips. You know, when you can judge human being that way, what is that man? By listening to their conversation, you can guess that what is that person's mind that he was talking about. There is another story. The son of a great scholar came to the king and reciting the scriptures and charming people. King was highly praising this young little boy. But my goodness, he knows so many scriptures and how he speaks. He charmed everybody, that little boy. Meanwhile, a bird entered that place and the little boy jumped and tried to catch that bird. Then the minister said to the king, "Oh king, this boy, his real nature has come out. He's a little boy, he wants to catch the bird. And the scriptures, all these things are all taught by his father. So he is reciting these scriptures, they are not his own. Or catching birds his own nature." Sometimes, you know, we see double character, double personality in one person. Amazing, these things, you know. If you read the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna, you will be able to know how human mind functions. What is wrong? Why it doesn't work? You see, if you know your mind, you can solve many of your problems. Our problems, we do not know our minds well. These examples, these stories, they help us to evaluate our mind. Which level in my mind is? It is in tamas or rajas or sattva. How, in which guna mind is working? If it is sattva guna, calm, serene, rajaguna, restless, tamaguna, dull, inertia, you can see the level of your mind. It is really a wonderful book, I tell you frankly. মনই সব, মনই সব জানবে, জ্ঞানী বলো আর অজ্ঞানী বলো, মনেই সবই মনের অবস্থা। মানুষ মনেই বদ্ধ ও মনেই মুক্ত, মনেই সাধু মনেই অসাধু, মনেই পাপী আর মনেই পুণ্যবান। সংসারী জীব মনেতে সর্বদা ভগবানকে স্মরণ করতে পারলে তাদের আর অন্য কোনো সাধনের দরকার হয় না। নো দ্যাট দ্য মাইন্ড ইজ দ্যাট দ্য রুট অফ এভরিথিং। ইট ইজ দ্য মাইন্ড দ্যাট মেক্স ওয়ান ওয়াইজ অর ইগনোরেন্ট, বাউন্ড অর ফ্রি, হোলি অর উইকেড, সিনফুল অর ভার্চুয়াস। হি হুজ মাইন্ড ইজ অলওয়েজ ফিক্সড অন গড requires no other spiritual exercise. Mon. You see, transformation comes in the mind, not in the body. When you become spiritual, you are not getting four eyes, four ears, 10 heads, 4 mouths. Your body will remain the same. The change comes in the mind. When you come and practice spiritual disciplines, you will see the change. Day by day you are changing. Unconsciously, these great thoughts, these great teachings enter inside us and changes and make us divine. That is the reason we practice spiritual disciplines. Gyani bolo, agyani bolo, shobi moner obostha, mind. I tell you one thing. 3 months, you read 2 hours a day, the Gospel of Sri Ramakrishna. 1 hour in the morning, 1 hour in the evening. Within 3 months, you will see a big change has come to your life. Read and think. Morning 1 hour, evening 1 hour. You don't need to practice meditation and spiritual discipline. Only reading. You will see, you can visualize various things. I remember when I was a brahmachari, I was Saturday, Sunday. Sometimes the mind is not working right. So I used to read the Gospel of Ramakrishna in Bengali. I could read 40 pages an hour. I shall not read the songs, I shall not read the stories, because those things I know. I shall read only the dialogue. Ramakrishna and the devotees, the people that were asking questions, only this question and answer I read. So in 4-5 hours, I read one whole Sunday. Then when in the afternoon, when I went for a walk, all this dialogue and thoughts are flashing in my mind. I see, my goodness, it works. Really, it works. Man, at that time, mind only visualizes things, all these questions. So if you ask a question, I can see the answer. What Sri Ramakrishna gave the solution of that particular question. Sri Ramakrishna is a great psychologist. Mon dhupa gharer kapur, je range chupate chao, shei range chupbe. Mind is just the washer, cloth in the washerman's house. This washerman, the dyers, they wash the clothes and they dye it. He has all kinds of dye, red, yellow, blue, green, whatever color you want. If you say red, he will put your cloth into red dye. Green, green dye. Because he has all kinds of dye. So Sri Ramakrishna says, if you want spiritual color, your mind should be connected with spirituality. Spiritual books, spiritual people, spiritual movie, everything spiritual, you just feel your mind. Then you will see that your mind is spiritual. That is the way it works. Mind. Training of the mind is essential. That is called the spiritual life. Mind changes. I remember once I was in Hollywood, one actress came to me. Swami, I'm 7 years in Vedanta. I'm not getting anything. Then I told her, I don't believe you. You just compare your life when you first came and now, you don't see any change. 7 years ago you came and 7 years after, you don't see any change in you. Then she said, yes, yes, Swami, I changed. I was a wild person in New York. Now I see a great change has come to my life. She was a disciple of Swami Prabhupada. Mon. Wherever your mind, there you are. Before you sit for meditation, first don't start meditation immediately. First see where is your mind. First talk to your mind first. Mind, where you are, let me check. Now I shall first meditate on my guru. I shall bow down to my guru. Mind, follow me, what I say. At that time, you are dictating the mind. As a mind, now you start repeating mantra, which your guru gave to you. All right, mind, now you meditate. At that time, you can see that you are separated from the mind. And your mind is obeying you. Mind is the most important thing in the spiritual life. Transformation comes in the mind. And the more your mind will come to spiritual life, the more it will be strong, steady. That is the way you can see the change, the progress. If you go near the fireplace, you will get heat, you will get light. And if you are far away from the fireplace, you will feel cold, you will see darkness. It is all connection where your mind is. The more your mind is close to God, you will get that spiritual heat and light. Everything is in the mind. I am sinner, I am virtuous, I am good, I am bad, I am ignorant, I am wise. All these things are all in the mind. I am bound, I am free, all are in the mind. How to deal with this mind? Just all the time moving, moving, moving. I see nowadays some people, even they walk with the cell phone talking and walking, or with headphone listening, singing and running. Their mind is not in the exercise, mind is something somewhere else. Similarly, if you could put mind as we do in the, you know, iPhone, all the worldly matters, if you can put hook the mind with God, it will get spiritual power. Where is your mind? There you are. Sometimes check that who takes away my mind from God. You will be able to say it. Or the family attachment or your personal, some kind of desire, worldly desires, they take away your mind from God. মনেই পুণ্যবান সংসারী জীব মনেতে সর্বদা ভগবানকে স্মরণ করতে পারলে তাদের আর অন্য কোনো সাধনের দরকার হয় না পিপল দোজ হু লিভ ইন দি ওয়ার্ল্ড ফ্যামিলি পিপল দোজ হু আর ওয়ার্কিং পিপল দে ডু নট হ্যাভ মাচ টাইম টু প্র্যাকটিস জাপম অ্যান্ড মেডিটেশন সো শ্রীরামকৃষ্ণ সেজ লেট দেম হ্যাভ রিকালেকশন রিকালেক্টেডনেস While you are working, just close your eyes 5 minutes, think of the Lord. 5 minutes. In between your work, just think. Some people keep some pictures of their wives and their children on the desk in the office. Some people keep pictures of God, Ramakrishna, Vivekananda, Mother, just to remind that person that you know, that is my life, that is my goal. Sharan Manan. This is a beautiful word. Recollectedness. As I said, if you read the Gospel of Ramakrishna, as I suggested, you will find this Sharan Manan will come automatically. You will not have to make any effort. Sometimes those who come to me or to us, I ask them, read our literature. Do you know what will happen? Then so many incidents, stories, episodes will come to your mind, they will occupy you. Well, that is the reason I started the series of lecture, Stories of the Vedanta Monks. So many incidents, episodes of these monks, their experiences, help can help us. We can visualize. We know the stories. This is the way we can enrich ourselves. Sharan Manan. Sri Ramakrishna told a story of a crow on the near the lake Pampa. Rama told his brother Lakshmana, look, that crow is so thirsty but cannot drink water. Staying near the lake, but it will not drink water. Why? Well, it will take away my time chanting Krishna Rama's name. That crow is a great devotee of Rama, repeating Lord's name, hunger, forgot his its hunger and thirst, thinking only of God. See, I'm going to give an example, what is called Smaran Manan, recollectedness. This crow has this tremendous, high-class recollectedness. Forgot its body idea. Gyanla bole tara shangshari kirakam bhabe thake jano. যেমন সার্সির ঘরে বসে থাকলে ভিতরের ও বাইরের দুই দেখতে পায় ডু ইউ নো দি কন্ডিশন অফ ওয়ান হু হ্যাজ অ্যাকোয়ার্ড সুপ্রিম উইজডম ব্রহ্মজ্ঞান সচ এ পার্সন সিজ দি অল পারভেজিং স্পিরিট বোথ উইদিন অ্যান্ড উইদাউট হি লিভস অ্যাজ ইট ওয়ার ইন এ রুম উইথ গ্লাস ডোরস It is a glass room. You can see inside, you can see inside, you can see outside. If one takes shelter with God and prays to Him with great longing, God will surely listen. He will certainly make everything favorable. Captain, what an apt illustration. Master, yes, God makes everything favorable. Perhaps the aspirant does not marry. Thus he is able to devote his whole attention to God. Or perhaps his brothers earn the family's livelihood, or perhaps a son takes on the responsibility of the family, then the aspirant will not have to bother about the world. He can give 100% of his mind to God. Tulasidas, a great mystic, made a remark, Rama Nama Mani Deepa. Here is a lamp, oil lamp, or a candlelight. If you put inside the room, it will only illumine inside. If you put outside, it will illumine outside. But if you put that lamp at the threshold of the door, just on the door, entrance. So that light illumines inside, illumines outside. This analogy, Tulasidas mentioned, connecting with the repeating Rama's name. If you repeat Rama's name through your lips, though your inside will be illumined, your outside will be illumined. Repeating, chanting God's name. Gyan labha. After attaining knowledge of God, you can live in this world. At that time, you have illumined mind. You can see inside, you can outside. That means you will not be trapped by Maya. Sri Ramakrishna gave another illustration. The elephant. Elephant has two sets of teeth. One is inside teeth. With that teeth, the elephant masticates his food, banana tree, they eat. And with the husk, the external teeth, those teeth are for protection. If lion or a tiger, if they want to attack the elephant with that tusk, he can fight with the other animals. So Sri Ramakrishna said, you should have two sets of teeth. This analogy, how we can use it? Your inner life, mind, you think about God, then let the body function in this world. How you can do it? He gave another illustration. When you first start dancing, you use both feet. Both feet you are using when you are dancing. But when you became a ballerina, expert dancer, you can dance only on one foot. Even you can swing on the toe. We have seen how they fast they swing. On the toe. That means that person is an expert dancer. So when we become an expert dancer, when we are illumined, we know how to live in this world. Most of the people live in this world with worries and anxieties, problem. But the Jnanis lives in this world and enjoys this world. At that time he finds this is a mansion of mirth. That's what Ramakrishna said. Majar kuti. গীতা পড়লে যা হয় আর দ্বাদশবার গীতা শব্দ উচ্চারণ করলে তাই বোঝায়। যেমন গি তাগি 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 কি না হে জীব সব ত্যাগ করে ভগবানের পাদপদ্ম আশ্রয় করো। দি রিজাল্ট অফ রিডিং দি হোল অফ দি ভগবদ গীতা ইজ দ্য সেম অ্যাজ দ্যাট অফ আচারিং দি ওয়ার্ড গীতা 12 টাইমস সে গীতা গীতা এ ডজন টাইমস It comes to be tyagi, tyagi, one who has renounced. In one word, the Gita teaches renunciation, give up everything and surrender yourself to the lotus feet of God. 694. Let us see how M records it in the Gospel. Master to Narendra and the others, let me tell you this. Really and truly, I don't feel sorry in the least that I have not read the Vedanta or the other scriptures. I know that the essence of the Vedanta is the Brahman alone is real and the world illusory. And what is the essence of the Gita? It is that you get by repeating the word 10 times. Then it is reversed into tagi, which refers to renunciation. The pupil should hear the essence of the scriptures from the guru. Then he should practice austerity and devotions. A man needs the letter he has received from home as long as he has not learned its contents. After reading it, however, he set out to get the things he has been asked to send. Likewise, what need is there of the scriptures if you know their essence? The next thing is the practice of spiritual disciplines. 104, Swamiji, 104. What is the significance of the Gita? It is that you find by repeating the word 10 times. It is then reversed into tagi, which means a person who has renounced everything to God. And the lesson of the Gita is, O man, renounce everything and seek God alone. Whether a man is a monk or a householder, he has to shake off all attachments from his mind. Chaitanya Deva set out on pilgrimage to southern India. One day he saw a man reading the Gita, another man seated at a distance, was listening and weeping. His eyes are swimming in tears. Chaitanya Deva asked him, "Do you understand all this?" The man said, "No, revered sir, I don't understand a word of the text." "Then why are you crying?" asked Chaitanya. The devotee said, "I see Arjuna's chariot before me. I see Lord Krishna and Arjuna seated in front of it, talking. I see this and I weep." That is called realization. Well, I do not know these scriptures, but I know I can see God. I do not know scriptures, but I can see. What he is reading, I can see. That is a beautiful example. sadhan, spiritual disciplines. Practice makes a person perfect. Some people buy musical instruments and arrange in his room and decoration. People, you're a great musician. He does not play at all, you know. His sitar and all these things. You bought a lot of weights in a gym in your basement. You have a fantastic gym in your basement. But you do not touch them. You have, but you do not touch them. Some people have many Vedanta books, spiritual books, scriptures, but they do not read. Some people take mantra practice from the guru, but do not practice spiritual disciplines. And they will blame the guru that I am not getting anything. In this respect, we see Sri Ramakrishna was a wonderful student. Whatever his guru said, he practiced. Wholeheartedly, 100%, not 99%. And he got the result. You know, spiritual life, truly speaking, it is for few. Sri Ramakrishna quite often pointed out, Monmuk akkarai dharma. Unite your mother mind and speech. That is dharma. You speak something, but your mind is not thinking that thing. Sometimes we repeat mantra, but mind is not there. Mind is thinking things there. I am repeating God's name, but mind is not on God. Mind is thinking something else. How to unite it? How to unite it? Swami Vishuddhananda made a remark. Well, your mind goes somewhere, take God also along with that, with the mind. The mind takes the mantra also there. If the mantra goes with the mind, then you will see whole thing will change. The mind, how to control the mind? How the mind will be changed. Some people say mind can be controlled. There are different ways, you know, practicing yogas. Some people try to control the mind through pranayama, controlling the breath. The prana, our breathing, and the mind have very close relationship. Through controlling the prana, you can control the mind. Another, you can tempt the mind. Well, how? Well, they gave a beautiful illustration. He has a mad bull. And you are trying to control that mad bull with a rope you are trying to put around the neck and tie him and this and that. You are exhausted. Mad bull. Another way you can control the bull, you take some nice beautiful grass, green grass, and put near the mouth of that mad bull. Hey, eat some, eat, eat, eat. Then these madness will go, will be tempted. Immediately he will come to eat it. At that time, put the rope around the neck of the bull. Once you go and fight, that way you can do it. But through this loving and tempting process also you can control the bull. You can do both ways. Sometimes, you know, we do not know how to get taste in a spiritual life. Once you get the taste, it is hard to give up. Taste. It does not come on the first day, second day, third day. Day after day, day after day. Then it becomes the nature. Those who are in India, the Brahmins, they train their children from the very beginning. Morning and evening, you will have to repeat your Gayatri Mantra. You like it or don't like it, you must sit and practice mantra. Slowly, slowly, it becomes the second nature. With sitting habit and practicing, sitting, practicing, sitting, practicing, and holy company. You know, truly speaking, at least our Vedanta center here, at least 3 times a week you can come here and listen to these things. You will, within 6 months, you will see a great change has come to you. Be who come regularly. Mind. Sadhana. Practice, there is no other way. I have seen some Swamis. When they sit for meditation, they merge. They do not struggle. Why? Their minds are pure. They have no desire, no doubts. The moment they sit, boom, gone. Most people struggle. Because our minds are not pure. Pure minds is free from desires. Spiritual life becomes very easy if we have love. Love for God. Sometimes we say, oh, I love God. Show in your life that you love God. The person you love, you think about that person. You work for that person. You try to know about that person. You meditate on that person. Those are the signs of love. Only I love God, I love God. Sometimes Ramakrishna's teachings are very when it reveals sometimes our weaknesses and this and that. That is good. When he was talking about lust and gold, Maya, this, that, how worldly people are attached to this world, that we shall read in our next class. He will tell us the great obstacles of a spiritual life. And how it is important to start a spiritual life when you are young. Sri Ramakrishna recruited his disciples, those who are young. You cannot write on a paper which is already written. You will have to erase them. Very difficult when you are old. That Ramakrishna will tell us. But you know, if you have God's grace, you can erase your mind and put the new samskaras there. Like Girish Chandra Ghosh. Sri Ramakrishna's grace, he was a drunkard, very bad character. But Sri Ramakrishna's grace wiped out his mind and put Sri Ramakrishna entered there. And later part of his life, he used to say, "You people are trying to think of God and I'm trying to forget him. All the time the master is in my mind. I cannot forget him." When these things come, you know, then the real fun begins. Whenever you close your eyes, you move, you see God inside, outside. All right, up to this tonight. Perhaps we can do a little work for me.